Yeah. Some days I just wanna leave the negativity in my head. I just want relief from my stress. I just want relief from my stress. Some days I don't wanna see or have a bunch of people to impress. I just want relief from my stress. Yeah, I just want relief from my stress. Late nights.
Hello and welcome to the Brothers Who Bro podcast. I'm your bro Dayton
and I'm your bro Easy. And as usual, we're gonna kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons. Just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. What's the king of the pencil case?
I don't know. What is the king of the pencil case?
The ruler.
We're going to go right into this week's big word of the week, which is brought to you by The Hair Cafe, where if you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's big word of the week is discombobulated. You know what discombobulated is spelled D-I-S-C-O-M-B-O-B. U-L-A-T-E-D. Discombobulated. It is a very long word and has a very short definition. It just means confused. So, Dayton, have you ever been discombobulated?
I mean, yeah. Sometimes.
When?
Sometimes, whenever you take a nap, and then you just... your leg kicks out and you just awake. Yeah, I felt discombobulated.
Okay. Very interesting, I guess. For this month, which I think it'll be the last time of July, we're doing great female athletes. And this will be the last podcast for July, so this will be last segment for this year. So, Dayton, let's hear this week's great female athlete.
The great female athlete is brought to you by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. Billie Jean King is an American former world number one professional tennis player. King won 39 Grand Slam titles, 12 in singles, 16 in women's doubles, and 11 in mixed doubles. She won the singles title at the inaugural WTA Tour Championships.
Whoa, okay. So, we have a lot of tennis players this month. Tennis. I don't guess we just like tennis.
Yeah, we just like tennis, yeah.
And, oh yeah, if you guys have any ideas for what segments we'll do for the next month, which is August.
I sure hope it is.
August. So, yeah, that's, you know, just send us in suggestions for that. And, you know, your suggestion might be put on the podcast, and if you do, you could get a shout out and win cool prizes by emailing us, like
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Cheeto puffs.
The alpaca that's still in the corner, sad and alone.
We're getting rid of the alpaca if nobody gets it this week. Nobody wants the alpaca.
Cars.
Okay. Thank you. I mean, yay.
And those weird solar things that when they get light spin around.
Okay. Solar-powered toys.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll put a picture on the internet so you know what we're talking about. But for right now, I'm going to jump to the next segment, which, of course, is this week's This or That. My thing. This or That is brought to you by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better.
Better.
Get better. Okay. This week's This or That, okay? Imagine you're at a movie theater. You're sitting there in your recliner seat
watching. And someone kicks you straight in the head.
No, oh, okay, no, it's not your segment. Can you just have patience? Okay. Okay, so you're in there, and you have to get a snack, right? Well, this week's This or That is your snack going to be popcorn or candy?
Oh, all day it's candy.
Okay, so... well, this sugar thing hasn't changed. Dayton, why do you say candy? And what kind of candy would it be?
Okay, I say candy because popcorn, if you ever have like three or more people at the movie with you, you have like no popcorn left.
You guys get things with popcorn.
No, you gotta share.
Facts.
What if you share the popcorn?
It's your fault.
But the candy is sweeter, and plus it will give you more energy, so you don't go to sleep during the movie. And the candy I would have would be Sour Patch.
Just the kids?
Yep.
Sour Patch Kids? Okay.
The boys.
The boys. Bringing the boys to the movies. Alright, mine would be popcorn because it actually fills you up and you can get toppings like butter.
And what else?
Salt.
What else?
Pepper.
What other?
Salty pepper. I don't know. But that's why I like it. And you actually get filled up. So you're not, like, trying to go get something to eat, like, a lot to eat after the movie. You're just there.
You're just there. Snack. Let's say that. You're just there. With the boys.
With the boys eating the popcorn. Okay, now it's time for this week's book recommendation, which this week is brought to us by Dayton.
This week's book recommendation is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, then it ain't broke. And you can contact us at brovsbro@outlook.com. And you can win cool prizes. Like,
T-shirts. I don't know. Why do I have to do it? Why can't you just do it? I don't remember it.
Because I want you to do it.
Okay, well, what's this week's book recommendation?
This week's book recommendation is A Wave in Her Pocket.
Okay, well, that's... It's good information.
Yeah.
We'd like to know more about A Wave in Her
Fresh
Pocket.
And warm as an island breeze, these six stories combine Trinidad's traditional folklore with a child's view of island life. This wonderful edition of the folklore shelf is spiced with magic and suspense. Written by Lynn Joseph.
Okay, well, anyway, let's just move on to the next segment of this week's podcast. And clearly, we need more book recommendations. So please send us in a book recommendation. And you can get all those prizes. We're not going through them again.
Yes.
So, here we go. Now it's time for this week's Tech Fact, which Dayton will also be presenting to us this day of the week.
The Tech Fact is brought to you by Howell Howell and Krause Attorneys at Law. If we can't fix your case, it ain't broke. Originally, the design for the first iPhone was literally the shape of an apple.
Hmm. So, what was wrong with the design?
It was an apple.
That's okay. Well, was it like a big apple or
no?
Like...
It was like you have an apple in your hand.
So it was like
yeah, but it was like that high tech apple.
High tech apple.
Golden apple.
Gold. Okay. Now as we get into the end of this week's podcast, it's time for this week's stuff that Easy says that he didn't make up, or random act of kindness. This week's stuff that Easy said they didn't make up is from Princess Diana. Carry out a random act of kindness with no expectation of reward, safe in the knowledge that one day someone might do the same for you. Course said by Princess Diana. Okay?
Which means good karma.
So now we're gonna give shout outs to people who make us possible. Our producer / director BL Self.
Our team mom / security B Murray and our therapy dog PD.
Because what we do without a therapy dog. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. See you guys next week. This week's song is My Stress by NF.
I just want relief from my stress. Some days I don't want to see you, have a bunch of people to impress. I just want relief from my stress. Yeah, I just want relief from my stress. Late nights, staring out the window doing 85. That's my state of mind. Yeah, walking on that gray line, hoping that my stress dies. It's like I hate it, but I love it at the same time. Pressure pushing me from all sides, insecurities of all kinds. Yeah, I'm a hostage to my own pride. Most important things in life to me are things I know I can't buy. Yeah, it's me in phases. I'm the
talk about a bunch of things that I don't feel amazed with. Getting too close to me, woo, could be dangerous. I don't like the energy, I leave the situation.
This is Bruh vs. Bro.